given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Well, hello, everybody. Noemi and I are so happy to be here because today we are going to be talking about giving ourselves permission to quantum change. Hello, Noemi.
Yes, quantum change. Not just any old change, but the big stuff, the stuff that it changes us, like on a cellular level, the stuff, the change that once we've taken that leap or embraced the courage to change, that we're never the same after. So that's the kind of change we're talking about. So
yes, I love that you said leap. That's the word. That's the word we are using. These are things that, and in saying that, like, you can't go back. Like, the change is just waiting. It's bursting. It says, you're ready to grow. Leap, do it, do it. And then you can't ignore this. So this whole show today, yes, is about, and so now we've really identified change, but there's another key word here, and that is permission. So allowing, like saying, it's not only okay for me to do this, I'm saying yes to this. I'm allowing it. I'm going to go with it, like that permission. And I think we don't often think about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I typically don't think about. And you brought up that word and I thought, permission, huh? Do I not give myself permission to change? It's been sitting with me as like, huh, okay, permission. Because you were really, that word was resonating for you. And it's I think, you know, the opposite of permission, the avoidance, the telling yourself a story about why it's okay and not to change and all of that, you know, I could certainly see having done that at times in my life. So, yes. So I guess that would be the times where I wouldn't have given myself permission to change.
Right. And sometimes we think it's right in, like I'm thinking right now of getting permission to use something from somebody. So maybe somebody's told you in your life, you know what, you go ahead and use that thing, wear that sweater, borrow the car, do whatever, whenever you like. And it's just like so you're allowed, you know, you think, but you think, you know what, I'm going to run out to the store and use the car, or I'm going to borrow that sweater. But you might want to just, like, we seem to like want to check in and just go, I just wanted to make sure that I had your permission. And that's something like we might not think. We think, oh, change is available to us. Transformation is there always. But that extra giving of permission, it's like almost an invitation, like a green light, go.
Yeah. And I think it's where you know, if you think of like a hot air balloon and that's where you untie the ropes and you let it lift up. You're given yourself permission to elevate, to expand, to go higher in life.
Yes. And with that, let's dive into the show description and share with everybody what we're about to embark on here. So give yourself permission to quantum change. Have you ever considered that you need to give yourself permission to change? Some changes occur on their own, but the quantum changes, those leaps, they need our attention, intention, and permission. Got the three there. We might recognize that we want a different experience and can identify what we need to change to create that outcome. But we may not realize that we do need to give ourselves permission for quantum change. If we don't, we can end up stuck and stagnant. We can live by default, stay in our comfort zone, and choose to live on autopilot, all while not realizing that we are attached to an identity that inhibits the growth and change. Yet there are several telltale signs of denying ourselves permission to quantum change. And they are: we experience repeated discomfort in parts of our lives. Oh, I said that wrong. Our life. There we go. We rationalize why we should not change. We become fearful when thinking about change. Giving ourselves permission to quantum change doesn't transform us into something different. Instead, it leads us to expand into more of who we truly are. This creates a completely different experience for us. We start to feel free to explore other choices. We see ourselves as worthy of change. We have more creative and feel we have more creativity and feel inspired. And the fear we feel transforms into excitement. I like that one. We recognize and embrace the abundance that's already in our lives. So here we're about to go into strategies from the divine's help here of how we can give ourselves permission for those big leaps in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, those are all outcomes that we want. We all want those, you know, and it's, if we have that first set of the telltale signs, then we're not going to have a full experience of those outcomes because we are rationalizing why we shouldn't change, fearful about change, so tiptoeing into change or standing there and being stuck and not taking that leap into change.
That repeated discomfort really gets to me because a lot of people, we just off the top of our head say, why am I always in this situation? Why does it never change? Why does it never work for me? Kind of things like these repeated discomforts. And now I'm loving them. I'm like, woo, repeated discomfort. That means I'm ready for quantum change. Yes. Excitement.
I love it. I love how you have such an ability to turn things on their head, to change the perspective, the lens with which you're looking at them. And it's just, it's I remember hearing you a long time ago, the first time we started talking and working together, and you did some interview, and you were talking about how when challenges show up, you know, and you're having computer problems and this and that, you know, problems that are challenging, you would say, oh, soon I'm going to have an assistant and she'll take care of all this.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, yes, that's that way of giving yourself permission, you know?
Yes. Permission.
You changed the story. So I love that.
Yes. So with this, with changing, so something that's come to mind, so I get to write this beautiful show description and really dive into it. And something that came up for me that I thought we could just chat about just before you go into, really quickly, before the pre-channeled message, is about once we have this change, like this massive quantum change boom, there's a time period, I don't want to say like time, but like an adjustment period, we're adjusting to it. We still have to adjust to it just because it happens. You know, we land in it, we're like, whoa, we're leaped, we land, and then, okay, some stuff has to shift around, and there's an adjustment to it.
Do you have an example for yourself or?
Well, because sometimes I feel like we want the quantum change or we're ready for it or it's happening and it happens and then we get there and we think, ooh, this is yucky. I didn't, now that I'm actually I'm not having the repeated discomfort. I'm not stuck or anything. I'm in this new thing, but I don't like it. So just an opportunity to explore that. It's not that you don't like it. It's that it's no longer your comfort zone. So now you're in another zone and you just hang out there for a little bit and see what's new and available to you.
Yes. Yes. Well, I think we have a picture, we have an image of what it looks like. Okay. I'm going to take this leap. I'm going to leave the comfort of the paycheck that is consistent every time and take the leap into doing what I'm passionate about and really have my gifts, the area where I have gifts. And then you have this image that, you know, when I first published my book, I had this vision that, okay, at first I wasn't giving myself permission to share my experience, and all the people that read it, the initial draft were saying, you're not in this book here, you're just not there. And I said, people don't need me to hear about me and know about me. They need to know about the divine. They want to hear the divine message. And they're like, yeah, you're the messenger, you have to be in the book. And I was just like, oh, I have to disclose, I have to be vulnerable in the book. Ooh. And I was very vulnerable when I wrote my book, An Intimate Dialogue, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love. And it was really uncomfortable, but I gave myself that permission to change, to share myself publicly like that. And then I'd have the same people read the second draft, and they were all like, this is a book I want to tell people about. This book, really, you sharing adds so much depth and to the experience of reading it. And I was kind of shocked, but I was like, okay. I was hoping they'd say, yeah, we really don't need your story, but I gave myself permission to share myself to people I don't know, you know, in public, and that was a huge shift in the outcome of it, and I don't think this is where I started. This is not the story I was expecting to tell, but this is the story that showed up. So it's wonderful.
And I hope people are taking notes on that, because that might be something that they're recognizing, like, ooh, permission to share or permission to be vulnerable. I love that story. Thank you, Noemi.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes, it's that permission is so important. And I was resisting it. I was really arguing, and it had like half a dozen people review it. So then they're all saying the exact same thing. So at one point I realized, okay, well, no one's agreeing with my perspective. Maybe they have something to say that I need to be listening to. Mm-hmm. So, which was such a gift. And here I am with you on the radio, sometimes sharing stories that are fairly vulnerable and being comfortable with it, you know? Yes. So it's really, and I'm an introvert for the most part, maybe a little extroverted introvert, but mostly introverted. And so for me to share myself like that, even though people don't think I'm introverted because I'm, you know, out there when I speak, but in terms of privacy, I tend to be a private person, and that I gave myself permission to not have to be private, to recognize that in sharing my experience, I could touch somebody.
And, I'm writing some of these down that you've given yourself permission for, and I would love to hear if anybody wants to make comments and go to the Facebook pages, both of us, where we share about the show description or on Own Times, and comment about what have you realized, or that you're starting to realize, wow, I would love to give myself, and I do need to give myself permission to do this. And I think that the pre-channel message might just help people with this.
Yeah. So we might be one, it's about 5 minutes. It's just going to take us about to commercial, maybe 30 seconds, but over. So let me grab a swig of water. So this is Embrace the Courage to Quantum Change. Change is one of the most difficult things for most of you to embrace. In a sense, your brains are programmed to resist change. They are wired to keep recreating the status quo. Yet without change, you would never grow, never mature, and never experience the thrill of doing something new. Change is inherent in nature, yet you are wired to resist it. This is one of the paradoxes of human nature. You use the gift of free will to maintain what is. While this preserves your species, it doesn't help you to advance, to become more of you. Resistance to change is natural for you, yet without change, you will never grow into more of you. You will never be fully you. Many of you know this on some level, so you tiptoe around change. You dip your toes into the waters of change, but so much more is available to you when you stop resisting change. Resisting change is survival mode behavior. While embracing the change that leads you to become more of you leads to thriving. This change, in essence, creates a quantum shift within you, creating greater alignment between you and the truth of who you are. You then live life more fully, showing up more fully, as the nature of this kind of change can produce trepidation. Sorry, my apologies. You then live life more fully, showing up more fully as you. Didn't want to miss that. The nature of this kind of change can produce trepidation within you. This is the kind of change that you can't go back from, and this may frighten you. Yet once you have made this change, you will never want to go back to who you were living as, to the you that was more limited, restrained, and held back by you. Sometimes what you fear can actually bring you the greatest fulfillment. You must remember this when part of you starts to itch for change, for something new and better, aligned with the truth of you. You may not be aware of that at the time, but you realize that something in your life no longer serves you, and maybe it never did. Sometimes you may realize that something is hurting you, but you don't know what else to do or fear doing something else. So you either resist change or get stuck. this is important for you to recognize when you are on the cusp of quantum change, change that has the power to transform your whole life. The more that things are breaking down in your life, or you are becoming increasingly dissatisfied in your life, the more that quantum change is beckoning to you. Once you recognize this and realize that quantum change always leads to more life satisfaction and fulfillment over time, the easier it becomes to embrace the change and step into it. But if you don't realize that a quantum change is calling you, it's easy to get caught up in the negatives of why your life is not working. Your life is not working for you at those times because you are so much bigger than the life you're living. Growth occurs organically. And when you have already experienced inner growth, or inner growth is ready to happen, that growth makes you larger than the life you're living. And you will experience dissatisfaction and unfulfillment in your life. If you don't recognize that life is calling you, inviting you to move forward into more of you, you'll get stuck, and aspects of your life will start to break down as life tries to awaken you to the deeper truth of who you are. And it is this truth, which can also be called your true self, that is doing the inviting as it yearns for you to become more fully who you truly are. You must recognize that you, the inner you, the deep truth of you, is calling you to become more of you, more of who you are. Then the courage to step into more of you, to make the quantum change, is readily available to you. The true self has all the courage you need. But you must also learn to shift the source of your living from ego to true self. This is a masterclass in quantum living, in living beyond where you have known and imagined yourself to be living. This is the greatest quantum shift you can ever make, changing the source of your motivations, choices, perceptions, and eventually everything. Start with the small changes to be more self-loving or to embrace better self-care, and consciously choose them. The more your daily choices are made consciously, the easier it is to consciously make the big choices to embrace more of you and align with your deepest truth. This is a daily life practice. Just like learning to meditate, the more you practice, the deeper you go. We delight in your willingness to shift and grow into more of the truth of who you are. And we promise deeper fulfillment, joy, and peace in the process. In great love, we are complete yet ever expanding, and we invite you to choose expansion. Namaste.
Beautiful. And as we just continue discussing after the commercials about permission to quantum change, we are definitely talking about that quantum living. So come on back.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's rosalynfung fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Oh, welcome back, everyone, to Access to Angels and Grace with Noemi Grace and myself, Lisa Berry. And yes. Noemi, on that beautifully pre-channeled message, I love, there's just a couple things. The quantum living we're going to get into, but one of those things that was within the quantum living, when you are quantum living, was change the source of the motivation.
Oh, that was big for me. Yes.
Me too. Yes.
And that was the biggest quantum shift you can make. So it was like,
yes. So, can we ask more about that? Just from you, Noemi, like to change the source of the motivation. Like, I know what that meant to me, but I'd love to hear what that meant to you.
Sure. Why don't you tell us what it meant to you? And then I'll add.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, because, you know, sometimes we want change because we think things are broken. We are broken. I feel like maybe I want to have change because I want to eliminate some pain that I'm in versus the actual, maybe not acquiring, but experiencing the new. And when you run from something versus to something, that's what really, and maybe want to look around in my life going, yeah, what are the things that I'm running from? Because it's like, feels like a, what's that little thing called in the hamsters? Hamster's wheel. Like, you know, you're like, and getting nowhere because you're just constantly running. One of mine might be aging, and I'm trying to fix it and stop it and try to do it in the best way possible, but it's making me hate myself or, you know, judge myself or not be happy. Whereas I thought, if I change the motivation, not to change it, but allow this quantum change, is that, wow, this transformation of a human life and body and how it happens. Maybe there's something better waiting for me in this mature part of my life. So that's where I was with it.
Okay. And for me, it's am I coming from this from my ego, or from that deep place within me that they're calling the true self, the true essence, that place that's so much deeper than ego, that place that knows who I really am, is it, you know? So a lot of times, if I am coming from ego, I'm pushing, I'm striving, I can do this, I can, it's like I'm trying to make it happen. I'm pushing. And get obstacles, get out of my way, because I'm coming through. And if I'm coming from that deeper place, there's more trusting for me. There's trusting in the universe, and it is more co-creative. When I'm coming from ego, I might ask for a miracle or something, but I'm not willing to collaborate. I want to do it my way. And my terms and all of that. So,
yeah. I love that. That's actually really helpful too. So you mix all those in together and you think, okay, great. If you are coming from running from something, like get away from it, and I'm going to push my way away from it, I'm going to force it. And then you blend it with where mine was, like get away from something, like, you know, just change it. Whereas if you come from really looking for trusting in where you're going, trusting in the quantum change, and being allowing co-creativity to occur. So it's like, everybody, we can all do this together. It's Ooh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, trusting and allowing. I like how you pulled out those two words, right? If you are not, you can say you're trusting. And I have said this before. Oh, yes, I'm trusting source. And I'm not allowing. I'm pushing and I'm trying to break those barriers down. And, you know, and that's not trusting them. It's I have to do it all myself because, you know, and I get into this strange mode where I said, I'd say, okay, give me a miracle, but I'm not allowing. So really the miracle's not happening. You know, it's like, right. If you're not going to give me a miracle, I'll do it myself is sort of the attitude.
Great. Okay, that's funny. Well, could we say if it was an equation, let's say if I have them in the right order, if when we have trusting plus allowing, that equals permission? Is that maybe?
Oh, I like this.
Oh,
trusting plus allowing equal permission. There really is something beautiful about that. You know, a lot of times, one time I was in conversation with Source, and it was about intention and the power of intention and all of this. And I was told the other side of that same coin of intention is allowing. So if I intend to manifest whatever, and I don't allow it, then I'm making it happen. So when you're making it happen, you're not allowing. And so that trusting, you can't allow if you don't trust. So the intention is there for something. You have to trust the universe is going to co-create with you and allow the universe on its terms, on its timing, to create that for you. And that, I like that. Trusting plus allowing equal permission. I say that was divinely downloaded, girl.
Aw, thank you. Yes, I think it was too. Yes, we trusted. And you know what's neat is, I love that you said if you intend something, it's different than trusting it to actually happen and allow it. And I'm trying to think of so many ways because I love that you were being so honest and sharing, like, hey, if I don't think it's going to go right or the way I want it, I'm going to do it myself. If I'm not going to get it, I want to make sure I get it. And you're right, that's so confident for sure, but it is an ego thing, right? Like, you know, we're coming from the ego.
I don't think it's confident. I just think it's obstinate.
Yes.
Untrusting.
It's untrusting. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And actually, I can recall hearing other people say, whether it's been to me directly or just about other people, you know, there's that saying that people say, if you want something done right, you've got to do it yourself.
Well, oh, yeah, for sure.
That one always upsets me because I think, well, that sounds awful and horrible. And maybe the other person didn't do it the way you wanted it, but it was still a good way, a right way, maybe a better way. I don't know. Or just it didn't meet expectations. And so I think when we're talking about these quantum change, we might have an expectation of what that quantum change is. That can either hold us back because we don't want it, or that expectation, we really want it. But if it doesn't look how we think we want it to be, then we're going to, you know, that's what holds us back sometimes from giving the permission.
Oh.
We're just unsure.
Or yes. Or even if we've given the permission, we think we've given the permission, and then the change doesn't exactly, that's the story I was going to say. The change doesn't exactly happen as expected. When I finally, so this is to continue my book story, when I finally had my book, first draft, December 31st. First 2016, I think, yes. And that's when people read it and said, oh, you're not there. So you know, it was ready. I wasn't, though. So in 2019, when it came out in April, you know, it was, I figured, okay, now I'm ready. Now I've given myself permission. Now the picture is that, you know, I'm going to sell a million copies. I mean, I don't have a platform. Hardly anybody knows I exist. They don't know who I am. You know, I had like, 300 Facebook friends, you know, I'm somehow going to sell a million copies, which has not happened yet, and may or may not happen, and but I could still envision it, but I have to allow it, you know, because it didn't,
yes.
You know, I was like, okay, then I got down, I got a little bit down and disappointed of like, well, I did all this work, you know.
Yes. And you just inspired, I heard there from the hearts, to deepen this conversation. I have the question that you could go into Source if you wouldn't mind.
I would love to.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's about the allowing. Could we get some clarity around how to tune into our own lives and ourselves, you know, what's going on in our lives and self, and say, where am I not allowing myself to give permission? How can we identify that?
Well, that's a good question. How can we identify? Okay, how can we identify, writing this down so it can jog my memory later. How can we identify
where
we're not giving ourselves permission? and what's coming up
allowing,
for me now.
Allowing.
Yeah. Oh, allowing. We're not giving, we're not allowing. Okay.
Yes, because we've given, yeah, we think maybe we think we've even given the permission, but okay. We're like, hey, it's not, you know, what's going on here? So it's allowing.
Where we're not allowing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Ourselves to give permission. Mm. Yes. Ourselves to give, yes.
We're not allowing ourselves to give permission. Okay.
To give permission. There you go.
Or something like that. Source knows what I mean.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is your first time with us. How this works is I'm going to get a little bit quiet for a few seconds, deepen the connection to Source, which is always there, but my tapping into it more. And then I will greet the divine and turn it over to them, and they will share their answer to this. And sometimes it's not quite the answer to the question we're asking because they want us to know something else. So it is that allowing the answer from Source. And there's a lot of allowing here as I sit with the divine Source, same force to me. I sit with the divine and listen and allow them to speak through me. So there is a lot of allowing. But where are we not allowing ourselves and give ourselves permission? Grab a swig of water. Divine, we're so grateful that you're here to answer this question because we want to learn how to allow more, how to be more allowing, and how to give ourselves that permission for the change, for every change that is showing up as ready to manifest. And we appreciate this question. We appreciate your presence with us in this way where you ask and give us the opportunity to speak. And you are listening. And so you are allowing our answers to reach you. All of you who are listening here are allowing our answers to reach you. And that is a beautiful thing. And that is the opportunity for opening and creation and transformation. And so in this allowing of the answers to reach you, you are simply present and listening. You are present. You are aware. You are open. Openness is so important for allowing. Whatever you are not open to, you cannot allow. You cannot allow the change. You cannot allow the shift. You cannot allow something new and different if you're not open. So you must be open. If you are closed, if the door is to this, to your heart or to this idea or this way of being of whatever is presenting itself to you, if that door is slammed shut, then you cannot allow. You cannot allow yourself to do anything but stay behind the closed door, and you will not be able to see what's on the other side of the door. And in that quantum change, you are moved from one side of the door to the other. It is as if you walk through the door. Yes, we open the door, but it is also as if you walk through the door from where you were to something else. You can't see what's on the other side. You can't see where you will wind up, but there is a trust and there is a willingness and an openness to walk through that door hand in hand with us. And so you can walk through a closed door or an open door if you allow, if you trust, if you hold our hands and let us hold your hand, of course, metaphorically. But we are always reaching our hand out to your hand. It is always, always reaching, extending, coming close to you and is available to you. And so where you are not allowing, where you're not giving yourself permission is where you're not open, where you are closed off, where you are saying no to something and not sitting with that something. Doesn't mean you have to say yes to everything, because we don't encourage that. There are many things to which saying yes is not healthy for you. So, and not self-serving or self-loving, self-serving in a positive way, not self-loving. And so, but to say no off the top, off the bat, to not be open to sitting with it. Sit with everything. Sit with the possibility of change. Sit with the possibility of this change or of that change, of this specific change or that general change or that, or some change that is different than where you are. Allowing yourself means you are going to be open enough to be able to sit with it. To sit with it and see what shows up. To sit with the possibility of it. To sit with the idea of it. To sit with what is showing itself to you. Because there is so much presenting itself to you, showing itself to you, but you are not open in many ways. And so for many things, and all of you could be more open and discerning. And there's so much to say about discernment, so we will not speak to that now. But there's, if you're open and you have the ability to discern, you will know. Open it up. Open yourself up. Open that door up a little bit. Interesting. This may be something really beneficial for me. Or, this is not for me. Closing the door. But the unwillingness to explore, the unwillingness to sit with, the unwillingness to be with and see what shows up with the possibility of change, that interferes with your ability to give yourself permission and also with your ability to allow that change to manifest, to allow our help. And so when you don't give yourself permission, you don't give us permission, you don't give the universe permission to assist you and to aid you in this wondrous change. With so much more to say, we are eager for the next question and we are grateful for this opportunity to share. We are complete in this moment. Namaste.
Ooh. All right. And that I like that preempted, we have more to share and look forward to the next question.
Yes, they are looking forward. So am I.
Well, what I would love to have people just sit with as we go to commercial break is one of the things they say, piecing it together, is sit with the possibility of change and see what shows up.
That is beautiful. Yes.
Yes, I love that one. So when we come back, we'll let you sit with it.
Sit with it through commercial, yes.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Ooh, Noemi, I got some stuff that was chomping at the bit to come out over there. It is. All right, I heard a word. The word, well, because I was sitting with it. I was sitting with this possibility. We came to what I felt was a good answer that I pulled from that question, which was, how can we identify where we're not allowing ourselves to give permission? And I heard in the channeling there that openness. So how do we identify where we're not allowing? It's in where we're being closed off and not having, making the space be open. And then I heard the word deserving. So perhaps why we're not allowing ourselves to give permission in the first place, we might not feel worthy or deserving of the permission to even allow it. So that word was really strong in my heart there.
Why deserving? To me, it feels like we're not worthy of the change. We're not worthy of that quantum change. We're not worthy of you know, being this, being more. We're not worthy. We're not feeling good enough for it.
Yes, being more. There's this... a feeling, there's this a place of lack that we're, our motivation that we're coming from, right? We're back there because we're change the source of the motivation. So if we're feeling we're not worthy of this change, I mean, boy, oh boy, there's really not much motivation there. Kind of like, whoa, red light.
I'm feeling
this word of how can we tap into this, I want to say comfort, a comfort with just even exploring that we are worthy of that change and that we are meant to be here to be more, and that we are deserving of the permission so that we can be more. And how can we be comfortable with that?
Wow, there was so much there. Can you repeat that again?
How to be comfortable with feeling deserving of the permission and worthy of the change.
Deserving of the permission. I was trying to get your wording. Yes. Deserving of the permission
and worthy of the change. Oh, nice. Good job. Thank you.
No, you said it. You channeled it. You downloaded it. So, that's beautiful. I mean, how can we get comfortable with that? How can we... I'm sure they have lots to say. Okay.
Taking notes.
Gonna dive in. Swig of water here. Because I feel that they have a lot to say. Before I get parched, I will have a swig. I am really enjoying this conversation today with Lisa and the divine. So, deserving of permission, worthy of change. How can we get comfortable with that? How can we get to that place from wherever we are? And we are grateful for this question. We see you all as so worthy, fully deserving of everything that your heart desires, everything that your soul, your true self, that self that you are deep within your being, everything that aligns with the truth of who you are beyond worthy, you are beyond deserving. It is all available to you because anything that aligns with the truth of who you are is so ready and right for you. If it is in alignment, it is here for you. And you have to learn to trust yourself and trust us to receive that. In receiving requires trust. Receiving requires that openness and willingness to be with what is not yet manifested, to be with the possibility, to be with the awakening and the opening of something new. And being with that requires that trust and that allowing and that presence, that openness. There's so much. There is a state of being that we don't have one word for. There is not one word that you will understand. So we give attributes, openness, willingness, trusting, allowing, present. And so being present with yourself, be present with yourself, even if it feels yucky. You want to escape the yucky. You want to escape the discomfort of what does not feel good, the disappointment, the sadness, the grief, the loss, all of that. And sometimes you do need a brief escape, but you cannot escape what is. It is there. It is present. Being with it. You don't have to like it, but be with it. And if you are with it, you allow so much like to dissipate, like a fog will dissipate in the morning. You allow the dissipation of what is not supportive. And you, as that dissipates, you get to see the landscape change before you. And you will get to see that there is so much more there present, even in that disappointment, even in that situation that is not what you would want it to be. There is so much present for you, and there is so much possibility of growth and, yes, change, and even that quantum change. It is all there in the landscape. It is all there present in your life, and you need to sit with it and allow all that fog, all of that mist, all of that which is attached to it but does not serve, to dissipate. As you stay in an open position and you ask for help, I would like to change this. I would like to change myself so I can change this. Many times you have to change yourself. And it is not that you have to do this full transformation of caterpillar to butterfly, but you need to change the way you're looking at things. You need to change how you're perceiving things. You need to change the beliefs and the limitations that you're holding on so tightly. You hold on to limitations as if they're precious gems. You need to start seeing them for what they are. These are limitations. They are not something that supports me. Learning to let them go. It may be hard at first, but once you can recognize what is that thing that you are holding on to? Does it serve you? Does it support you? Does it benefit you? And does it benefit the truth of who you are? And if it does not, letting it go, being willing to put it down and be open to receive the next and the next and the next thing. And so it is for you to see yourself as we see you. We see you as completely worthy. We see you with eyes of love. Learning to see yourself with eyes of love, which means that you leave the judgment aside and see yourself. Yes, you may see wounds, but that doesn't mean that you're broken. That doesn't mean that you're unworthy. It doesn't mean that there is something wrong with you. It just means that you've been wounded. All beings get wounded. All beings on earth get wounded, from trees to viruses and trees and large animals, small animals, and humans. You all get wounded. Wounding is part of that existence of life. And yet, it doesn't make you unworthy. It doesn't make you broken. It doesn't make you undeserving. You are inherently deserving. You are inherently worthy. If you don't believe it, say to yourself, God says, I am completely worthy and deserving. The source says, I deserve everything in alignment with the truth of who I am. Divine says, I am completely worthy, and there is not anything about me that is unworthy. Whatever, however you want to word it, and whatever name you want to call us, we're good with it. But start to tell yourself a more deeper truth, a truth that is in alignment with the truth of who you are. You are worthy. Start to say it to yourself, even if you don't believe it. This is where you fake it till you make it. This is where claiming something, owning something that doesn't feel true. This is where that faking till you're making it is not really faking it, because it is putting on. It's like putting on an outfit that an evening gown that you may not feel worthy of to go to a ball. And you're putting on this gown, which seems too much. But the gown is real. It's not fake. And you're putting it on. And eventually, as you try it on over and over again, you start to feel like, oh, I like how I look in this. Oh, I could see myself in this. And all of those things that you have changed your perception of it and your perspective of it. And so it is you changing how you see you that allows so much more. You have to change how you see you. Then you allow what is compatible with the way you see yourself. You only allow what is compatible with how you see yourself. So if you see yourself as limited, unworthy, broken, wounded, that's what you allow, things that are compatible with that. If you can't see yourself beyond that, ask for our help. We are here to help you to see yourself as we do. Unlimited, beautiful, powerful, gifted, fabulous. We adore you. We love you so much. We are complete in this transmission, yet we are thankful for this transmission, for the opportunity to transmit. And great love. Namaste.
Mm. Ooh, lots of goodies. I wrote about five. Can't wait to post them. Wow. Every time I wrote one down, I was like, oh, I'm going to bring that one up. But you know what? I think I'm going to go with this one. Allow the dissipation of what doesn't serve, support, or benefit you. Like the fog. And I can envision, as we do that, that's where that answer comes into the question, which was, you know, how can we be comfortable, and deserving of the permission and worthy of the change? And as we allow the dissipation of what doesn't serve, support, or benefit us, that's how we get more comfortable. Because as we hang on to those things that don't serve us, support us, or benefit us, we are not comfortable. And so we can only allow what is compatible. So if we're holding on to those things, that's what we're identifying as. And voila, this beautiful answer comes.
Yeah, I love that. We only allow what is compatible with how we see ourselves.
Yes.
That to me was like, wow.
Yeah. You know what? That's gorgeous, because we look at around in our lives then and we think, I'm allowing others to treat me this way. I'm allowing myself to only accept this or do that or have, and that's how we see ourselves. So it's a matter of seeing ourselves differently, but we will start seeing ourselves differently once we sit and have the openness to say what is not. Oh, and here's another line, complete alignment. I am deserving of everything that is a complete alignment with who I truly am.
That's
clarity
a great
comes.
Mantra.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it? And it's like doing a little cleanup, like internal cleanup. Like, ooh, okay, here we go. I'm gonna write the word mantra beside that. That was good.
Beautiful.
I deserve everything that is in complete alignment with who I truly am.
I am writing that down.
Good job.
I truly am. That's beautiful, and it's truly am, not who I think I am. That's
right.
Who I'm labeling myself as, but who I am, that truth of who I am.
Yes. I love that all of this came to from the original title of, how do we give ourselves permission for quantum change? The word I'm exiting the show with is openness and trust.
Mm.
If we don't have that openness to even consider anything else, then not that change is going to just, you're going to have that constant discomfort because there's no openness to do it.
Yes, right. And I think in the first channeled message, it was the door. You're behind the door. Are you open to what's on the other side of that door? If you're standing there behind the door, you're not open. The door's not open, neither are you.
Yes. And the door, and I love that in that first channel message, was that the quantum change is when you go from one side of the door to the next, the other side.
Yes, you walk through the door.
Yes.
Whether it's open or closed, you can walk through the door. I got the impression of walking through a closed door, like walking through walls. And I was like, oh.
Yes.
But yes. And now you're on the other side. And everything is different, right? If you're inside, you have a certain view. If you're outside, you have a completely different view.
Exactly. Yes. And I love that. I know we only have a minute here, but it was funny. I was going through, because now we're changing seasons, so I'm bringing out the summer clothes and putting away the winter clothes, and with clothes come shoes. And I thought, my gosh, I haven't worn, like, I used to wear high heels. Like, I lived in them. I always had them on, and I haven't worn them for over 5 years. And I have this box of all these heels, and I thought, I just put them on, because every year I kind of put them on, and I go, nope, it's not aligned with who I am at this moment, because I'm not doing those things that I did. But this year I put them on, and I was like, this is kind of fun. What's changed about me that I might be, open to this? And I thought it was just a fun little everyday activity to explore. Say, well, what's so different? What's changed? And then that's why it was really helpful for me when it came up. Allow the dissipation of what doesn't serve you, to lift. And yes, but it doesn't mean it's forever. A change can happen, and it works one season, and it might not work the next season.
Well, because you have changed from season to season. So perhaps now you're embracing more of those aspects of yourself that you were like, I'm not there anymore. Well, maybe now there's a more balance of being that woman that has fun wearing those heels. I can't wear those heels, but
I will require some balance again to rebalance, shift my weight on them a little bit more. But it's like a perfect example. But this I'm so curious as to see between now and our next show in 2 weeks, what permission is going to be given by everybody who's listened to this. And we'd love to have you share with us if you're comfortable. Just pop on over to your Facebook there, or even in the YouTube. You know what? You can listen to the replay on YouTube on Om Times Radio and then look for our show, Access to Angels and Grace. And you can leave comments right there. We'd love to know if you're listening to us there. That'd be fun to know.
Yeah, and if there's something you would want to know more of or understand, if you have a question to ask, I'm happy to ask Source. So Lisa comes up with fabulous questions, but I'm happy to ask other questions as well.
Yeah. And,
your questions, in other words. So we love to hear from you, and we've done some shows based on questions we've received from listeners, which always puts a smile on our face. So thank you so much. Come back again in 2 weeks and join us on the 23rd.
Yes, and thank you for that lovely invitation to everybody, Noemi. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Noemi.